Blog Talk Radio.
For some reason, but Kathy was just asking, how you doing today, Wendy?
Yes, really good to hear you.
Yes, absolutely. And Carrie, we can just, you know, let our listeners know that Wendy is going to be listening in. She recently, experienced some health challenges, so she may not contribute to the discussion totally tonight, but she is definitely on the line, and she is committed to being here with us. And we're so happy to have her.
We are too. Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes. And I am just really pleased and impressed by your work. And you know, Carrie, I know you guys are doing a lot with the relationship coaching, and you travel a lot. Tell us about some of the programs and how your sessions work.
Well, thanks, Kathy.
Give our listeners your website if they want to check out more.
Okay. Sure. We'll definitely do that. The first thing, you know, we really are very transparent about things in our life. And like you had mentioned, what was going on with Wendy, just to share with the listeners a moment what's happened. Wendy is successfully being treated for a brain tumor, and it's specifically called glioblastoma metaphorum, which is called GBM. And in this process, she had a fall where she, we live off a cliff in Hawaii, and she was walking and unfortunately fell off this path and took a fall about 100 feet down a few months back. And it's amazing she survived, and but she has had suffered some brain injury from that, so that's why. She's really getting a grasp of language again. It's you know, it's exciting and it's also a challenge, you know. So, but this it puts our work to the test.
You should be commended for your courage, Wendy, and your commitment and your love and your dedication to your craft. And I think it's amazing. You are just absolutely amazing, and I applaud you.
Well, thank you so much, and I do appreciate that. But it's really a team effort here, and you know, it's really it brought us more in love, you know, in ourselves.
And you know, that is a perfect segue in for our discussion this evening, because I want to read off in a second here. I'm going to read one of the email notes that I received, because it seems like just about every person that I received an email note from, it seems like, you know, the same person kept writing, but it was different people with the same issue. And your description and what you just explained about Wendy and her challenges and your relationship challenges, this is something that we really need to understand that occurs. People give up too easily on love and relationships. As soon as the challenges and obstacles roll in, they roll out. And this is something that we really need to focus on and pay attention to. If you really, truly want true love in your life, it does take more than love. I mean, it takes, you know, sacrifice and understanding.
We say when challenges happen, instead of so often you said it right. So many of us, and ourselves included, until we learned the tools, we ran from our problems. We put them away. We pushed them under the carpet. We didn't talk about them. Now we actually get excited about the challenges and we snuggle into them, because that there's so much with each challenge to overcome it. There's so much growth and deeper connection that we can make with our own self and then with our partner. And so it's learning, and learning to have tolerance and learning to have the courage, like you just said a few moments ago, to just say, you know, we're going to make a no exit agreement. We're not going to, you know, run away from our relationship in any way, shape, or form. So when difficulties happen, we're going to deal with it. And it may not, our situation may not be such where we can deal with it in the very moment, whether through our work or kids or a situation that's come up. But as soon as we can, we're going to talk about that issue and deal with it. And a lot of times it gets heated. But again, when you learn the tools of how to properly communicate, and you can let it rip, and there's a place for that, but you then begin to own it and then and take responsibility for your own self, and then the relationship takes on a whole new dynamic. Instead of blaming, we learn to own our feelings and work with that and recognize it's our own self. So, you know, you had asked, like, what do we do and how do we do it? Well, a big part, just to share that with everyone, Kathy, is, you know, we are trained in ways of life. We've always had Wendy and I have always had a strong curiosity about spirituality and how to better ourselves as people. And yet, you know, I'll just speak for a moment about myself. As a child, my father called me Mumbles. Why he did that was because I was extremely shy and wouldn't, you know, in classroom, you know, someone would ask, the teacher would ask a question, and, you know, I would answer it, but no one would ever hear the answer. And I learned through time to just learn to speak up and start, you know, going through my self-esteem issues. So our experience of what we share with people is real life. It's things that work. It's practical stuff. And that we just love to roll up our sleeves and get in there with individuals and couples to help them, assist them to live such a more juicier, intimate life. And it works, you know. When you desire that, you may not know at first how you're going to get the desired outcome, but if you desire it, you will get there. There's nothing to stop you.
I totally believe that. And I you know what? That's a good spot for me to go ahead and share this email note.
Oh, great. Please do.
As I stated, I heard this, maybe not the exact same words, but the same concept from so many writers about this same issue. Now, this note happens to be from a young man, and he says, "I have had too many relationships to count. I always do well in the first 12 to 24 months.
Uh-huh.
I fall in love, and I vow to be with my partner forever.
Yeah.
But it never happens.
Mm-hmm.
I always lose the loving feeling and begin to pull away. I am tired of this cycle, and I do realize that I am the common denominator in this situation. What is wrong?"
Oh, that's beautifully said and clear and desired. And what's not necessarily what's wrong, but things
that would... And it's universal, because hundreds of people wrote that same issue.
Oh, and there are many a times Wendy and I want to just, you know, clobber each other.
That's true, too. And that's normal.
Yeah, feelings come up, things happen. So the thing you do, the change is this, to recognize that that love and feeling that happens at first, that is almost a gift from the Creator or God or higher power, whatever you want to call that. It's a gift. It kind of says, here's this great feeling. Then we have to work to maintain that great feeling. And we have found, not only from our relationship that we've been together for 23 years and been through up and down and hell and back, and on the brink of divorce and have come back, that we are closer and way more appreciative and intimate on every level with each other today than we were when we first fell in love. And so it takes some effort, but the effort is, instead of running away when the challenge comes, again, snuggle into it, you know, and all it takes, we find, is one little doubt, one little thing that, you know, that basically cuts us off from our heart, and we go into our head about some story about the other person or blah, 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 how I'm being treated, rather than come back into our heart and recognize one thing as well. Instead of keep looking in the relationship for how I'm going to be cared for and how maybe I'm going to be loved, turn it around. It's like John F. Kennedy said, you know, and we're going to, you know, said, don't ask for what you can get from your country. Ask what you can give to your country. And we can paraphrase that and say, ask not what you can get from your relationship, but ask what you can do for your relationship. And if you come from that place in the challenge, and even though the challenges will happen and the intensity will be there, but in that moment, try to remember, oh my gosh, this is good. This is awesome. You know, there is something amazing around the corner if, that's a powerful word, if we dare, I first and then the couple second, if we dare to go through this. And we may not do it perfect, and don't expect to do it perfect. Just, you know, it can be rough around the edges, but want to get through it and don't run from it. And you're going to,
go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I was just going to say, then what happens is the heart rekindles and it resets, and you just like come back to, again, that love and feeling for yourself and the other. And to even say, you know, in the heat of it, try to remember and try to look at each other's eyes and go, honey, I know this is intense, but I want to get through this because I want to grow. I want to be a better person for myself, and I want us to interact better. And okay, now let's get into it. You know, whatever.
And I agree with you as far as discussing. I mean, once you start to see that loving feeling is going away, talk it over with your partner. That's very important, to talk it over with your partner. And the other comment I want to make is that maybe there are some past issues that may be, you know, trying to rear their ugly head. Maybe something happened in your childhood or a previous relationship that caused you to, you know, just embrace fear, because fear can definitely hold us back. So if there's some fear things going on, some past issues going on that haven't been resolved, maybe that's causing you to run away out of fear instead of facing those demons and taking them head on. And your partner can help you take those demons head on.
Definitely. And let me say this. The demons, so to speak, or the doubts or the fears, I ran from them too, okay? I ran for most of my life from that stuff and found myself ending up in a depressed state. And I got to a point, it just was so, it was constant negative in my head. You know, you're no good, you're never going to make anything of yourself as a musician. I'm a drummer, percussionist. You certainly don't please Wendy. You're not big enough below the belt, kind of thing, is an issue for guys. Constant negative for me. But my reality wasn't like that. Things were working out. Things were fine in my reality, but inside my head, they weren't. And that's things I call doubts. And we share about turn your doubts inside out. Because when you re-scramble the word doubt, you will find two words in that, and the words are to bud. And what I'm referring to here, Kathy, is that these doubts, these negative things, these stories that we've had from our childhood, and some of us have had very intense situations, we got to remember something different. And what the difference is, these things are here to champion us to greatness. They actually love us. They're coaching us for us to check it out and say, hey, let's see how much you really want to really excel and find that deep love in your body, in your relationship, in your life. It's almost like, you know, the relationship with Mickey and Rocky, you know. A great coach knows exactly how to, you know, get you unwound, you know, and piss you off. But he or she is testing you to see how much you're really dedicated. And every single one of us has this kind of internal talk inside of us. It's different for everybody. But we all have it to certain degrees. And when we learn to go, instead of biting again into the poisoned apple of that doubt or that fear, because usually for me, for Wendy and people we coach, you know, we share about, when you bite into that fear, it like you go straight down the well of despair, you know, and it's dark and it's gloomy and you've been down there how many countless of times. I talk about, I see my graffiti that I've written on that wall, you know, how many times. And it's like we got, you know, I love something here that I want to just share about Albert Einstein, you know, his definition of insanity, which, you know, a lot of people have heard this, but to share it with everyone, if you haven't, is, you know, you're expecting something different but doing the exact same thing over and over again. So in order to turn those doubts inside out, you accept it. When I hear, Carrie, you're a worthless scum, okay? At this point, I accept it. And at this point, I almost laugh at it because when I can accept it, I disempower it. Where before, it just hearing that would just take me to my knees. So when I accept it, and I almost figuratively put my arm around it, and I go, you're right. I am a worthless scum. Here's the key, Kathy, that I didn't realize, that I never put in before. I never realized because I had such a low self-esteem in the past. I never realized, hey, because, again, thanks to Albert Einstein, he said, for everything that exists in the universe has its equal and opposite. So if I am a worthless scum, then I also must be a really wonderful, great person. Mm. Here's the key. I never knew I was a wonderful, great person from my own self. I never was putting it in for myself. I was looking for it from the outside, from my relationships, from my parents, from life itself. And I didn't realize, and my life changed when I started to put it in for myself. And that's why you have the doubts. That's why you have the fears. Or women, you know, typically have about body issues. You know, they're not beautiful enough or they're heavy. And when you have that thought, it's one thing when you look in the mirror and you go, you know what, I've been eating cheesecake, 3 slices for the past 3 months. I'm a little heavy. That's one thing. But it's another thing when you're just doing your day, cleaning the dishes, you know, taking the kids to school, whatever, and all of a sudden you're bombarded in your head of, you know, rah, 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 rah. That is to take note and to turn it around and to learn to, like, it's stop the train and remember to love yourself. And that's what it's really beckoning you, is to connect into your heart and remember to put in the thought, I accept and love myself right now.
And I love what you said about turning the doubt inside out. And if you unscramble your doubt, you get to bud, which means to blossom and to grow. And I love that.
Exactly, exactly. And that came, we lived for 4 years in Idaho with some friends, and we grew lotuses, and one of the things we were doing there. And we had the great opportunity to see the lotus kind of come out of the muck and mire and then flower, you know, leaf out, then flower, and then open and close for 3 days. And then the fourth day, the petals fall off. The other amazing thing I just want to share here, as the opening and closing of the lotus, it would change colors. And if you just spent the time and watched it, it literally would change in front of your eyes. These lotuses went from a pink color to a cream. And it was just fascinating. And the lotus, that's where I really got that phrase of turn the doubts inside out to bud. And I got that realization because I saw that the lotus just comes out of the muck and mire of life, and yet the leaves are so big and strong when it rains, the water just falls right off it, and the flower stands up strong, even in the wind. It's just like, yeah, you're messing with me, but no problem. I can handle it. And this is the thing, to learn to strengthen ourselves, strengthen our core, and from that we won't feel a sense. I find a lot of people, and I'm included, I felt really lonely in life. I felt really cut off. I looked to something greater to help me, which again I would call God or Great Spirit, or has many terms, whatever calls you. I actually call it Mommy, Daddy, God these days. It kind of tickles me to remember, oh, Mommy and Daddy. Yeah, oh, okay. When I reconnect in with that, something happens in my body where my chemical body changes and I don't feel anymore alone or separate. I feel connected, and it comes from the heart.
And you know, that is so true, Carrie, because we all have the capacity and the power and the capability to pull the strength from within. Love begins on the inside.
Yeah.
And if you don't have love on the inside, you're right, that individual is going to continue to jump from relationship to relationship to relationship.
Yes.
Because when the relationship starts in the beginning, they don't have the love inside, so they're looking to be fed from someone else.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you've got to find your own internal love, because you can't fill someone else's cup when your cup's empty.
Right. And actually, we really can't fill anyone else's cup. It's two individuals in the relationship, but then the two individuals come together and work together for the third entity, which is the relationship. So you learn to fill yourself by yourself, and that the relationship, you look to it and you look to the challenges. I mean, come on, none of us like it. I don't like it either when the challenges happen or confrontation. But I've turned it around enough to go, this is good. it feels terrible inside, but this is good.
Right.
I learned
and
the tools.
And I received so many email notes from others who had stated, and I'm not going to read any of them, but there were so many from, you know, men and women who said, well, my spouse just doesn't do this.
Right. Oh.
You know what? We are responsible for our happiness. That's another very important affirmation or confirmation that we need to understand. Our spouse is not, our spouse can add to our happiness and contribute.
Yes.
But the bottom line is we are responsible first.
Exactly. And then we need to have the tools to be able to get ourselves there and work to clear our past. And Wendy and I kind of came through this ourselves, kind of like blind leading the blind in a sense. But we discovered one tool after the next, unearthing it, almost as if like you are on an archaeological jungle expedition and you came across, you walked into something and you're like, what is this? And then you pull the vines away and you keep pulling them away and you go, oh my gosh, eventually you realize it's a corner of a building. And then you keep, pulling it, you keep working to uncover what's there. And then you find you're in a lost city. That's kind of what happened to us. It took many years, but we really uncovered a system of how to go from being, so afraid to confront each other, dealing with patterns and issues that you wouldn't dare to talk about, to finding ways and dealing with it that you can be in a very joyful space and loving space of talking to each other about these things and get over it really quick. I like to talk about make it real, because if we make these things real and we address them, it will change relatively quickly, rather than, oh, I got this pattern or this issue is going to be with me the rest of my life. I don't subscribe to that point of view.
Yeah.
For most of us.
Having successful relationships is one of the most challenging objectives that I can think of, because you're dealing with individuals. You're dealing with a different spirit and another individual, another person, another their issues. And you've got to be willing to love and accept that person unconditionally.
Yeah.
If you try to go in changing someone else and making them become someone they're not, it's not going to work. So it's so many different dynamics and aspects and everything we've discussed here, and there's even more. And I invite you to visit Carrie and Wendy's website, because they have so many articles and just a wealth of information there. And Carrie, why don't you go ahead and give that website now, just in case they missed the first time.
Be happy to, Kathy. It's CarrieandWendyValentine.com, and it's spelled CarrieandWendy Valentine, like Valentine's Day, but just Valentine, ValentineE.com. And the other thing to share with people is also, you can check things out there and email us, but we'd prefer you calling us. Give us a call. Share with us what's going on. We'll be happy to.
What's the number?
Yeah, 808-346-6652. And then again, it's 808-346-6652. And we'd be happy to, share and discuss with someone 15 minutes, complimentary, just let's hear what's going on and see if we're the right people, if we're the ones is there a match that we can help?
Excellent.
But I can,
excellent.
And if not, we'll
Carrie,
try to find you.
We're coming up on our last 30 seconds of the show, and I knew it was going to go very, very quickly here, but we are going to sign off for now, and I thank you ever so kindly for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you too, Wendy. And I you are in my prayers. God bless you both.
Thank
you are wonderful. And remember, everyone, Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha. Good night. Ella.